Why is this trip a good use of state money?
Well, we're really looking forward to our trade mission to Turkey later this month. One of the things that we're working to do is make sure that we provide good opportunities for New Hampshire companies who are looking to try to export their goods and services to new markets. So this trip to Turkey will be a strategic opportunity for these companies as they look to try to grow and diversify their top line.
So you've said that New Hampshire led the nation in export growth last year. Couldn't the same business goals be achieved for this trip without Governor Hassan or the state's involvement?
There are a lot of different factors that go into a company's ability to grow their markets. The state works with these companies in a variety of different ways. We provide a lot of technical assistance, market analysis, training on exports, different international regulations. However, having the governor lead a trade mission like this will provide new opportunities that wouldn't ordinarily have been there without having somebody of that high level of a stature.
And what kind of opportunities would those be?
Well, there'll be some very senior-level meetings that will be taking place. We'll be having a business summit with companies over in Istanbul. We'll be doing also working closely with journalists and writers and trying to provide opportunities to talking about New Hampshire, talking about the different goods and services, the benefits of doing business in the state, as well as getting senior levels of government and industry there that wouldn't ordinarily be there unless having somebody of such a high profile as Governor Hassan.
So this isn't something that these businesses working on their own could hope to accomplish at that level?
Correct. It takes it to the whole to another level and really provides additional opportunities that we wouldn't ordinarily have had.
And given all of New Hampshire's trade partners, why choose Turkey?
That's a great question, and I think that it is important. We work with 176 different countries around the world in terms of exporting our company's goods and services. But when we talked to the businesses, Turkey really stood out. It's a country whose economy has grown significantly over the last decade. In fact, 10 years ago, we traded about $10 million a year with Turkey. Today, we're up near around $80 million a year. So you see that type of growth. It's one of the largest growing countries in the world. Their GDP has tripled over the last decade. And so they are eager and they're willing and hungry to work with New Hampshire or U.S. companies. And we want to explain to them why working with New Hampshire companies is such a good idea.
And Turkey's experienced some instability along with heavy government crackdowns. How does the business of working with this country weigh against the potential disruption to New Hampshire businesses?
Well, we're working closely with some key partners on the ground in Turkey. We're working with the Turkish Cultural Center that's providing us a lot of support and assistance. We're working with TÜSKAN, which is an association of businesses on the ground in Turkey, as well as working very closely with the State Department and the U.S. Department of Commerce to make sure that we have the maximum opportunity to provide a successful trip for New Hampshire's businesses.
But over time, I mean, there could be potential for more disruption. We've seen this over the past year or so. Do you have any concerns about New Hampshire strengthening these ties when there's a potentially unstable situation over there?
We will continue to work to provide good opportunities for New Hampshire's businesses. It's a strategic location for many reasons. It's at the crossroads of Europe and Asia and Africa and the Middle East. And so it's a growing economy. It's one that's eager to do business with New Hampshire. And so we'll make sure that we work closely with our partners on the ground. And we'll continue to work closely with the State Department and the Department of Commerce to make sure that we provide a safe environment by which we can have continued new opportunities for New Hampshire businesses.
So the benefits outweigh the risks.
We're very much looking forward to the trip.
What would it take for you to consider this trade mission successful?
We're looking to provide opportunities for the New Hampshire businesses to work with partners and in different doors that wouldn't have ordinarily been available to them without having a trade mission like this. So we're doing a lot of matchmaking events. We're working, doing some different business roundtable events. We'll have a very aggressive and robust agenda that I know will keep us very busy, but also provide some unique opportunities that we look forward to bringing new businesses, not only bringing New Hampshire businesses to Turkey, but also hopefully finding opportunities where companies over in Turkey would look to be making investments back into New Hampshire.
So you aren't looking at necessarily saying, we want to come out of this mission with $10 million in deals for New Hampshire businesses?
we always want to find opportunities to expand the business relationships. Oftentimes, that's what it takes. You want to build those relationships. You need to develop a rapport. Oftentimes, in international business, these things can take, you know, weeks, months, years, decades. But so it's, you can't really put an immediate timeline around it. But I know we're providing opportunities that wouldn't ordinarily be there without having a delegation coming over and working with all of our trade partners and having somebody like Governor Hassan leading that trade mission.
Thank you.
You're welcome.